I have a blank board. Guessed it. Oh, let's try this again. One second.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Let's try this again. Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Tug Radio Channel 1. Or my ex-co-host would say, Numero Uno. The other Dave Navarro. He used to hate that. Yes, Numero Uno. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. And maybe some other shit that I'm not aware of, which I'm not going to complain about as long as I don't have to pay for it. Anyway, we are here today with some more fun, awesome shit that we've been doing. We got a great band with us. Was it alternative rock? Is what we call it, I guess. Hold on, let me get your mic.
You could say that. Alternative rock.
Yeah, I guess, right.
Indie rock.
Indie rock. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. I think it's funny they took alternative and changed it into indie.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference? I'm just saying, like, indie, alternative, it's all the fucking same.
There's no difference. Yeah, alternative was like that was like the 90s way to refer to
and
it.
And now the 2000s we're calling it indie. Okay, what the fuck ever.
Indie is like the hipster, you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, okay.
Damn it. Mainstream.
Yeah, it's called Get Over Yourselves. No, I was kidding.
Pretty much, man.
Fuck it, man. We're just bad. We rock. We're rock.
Just fucking rock,
man. We rock, man.
Forget all the labels, man. We're just rock.
It's Raised on TV.
That's right. Raised on TV.
Raised on TV.
Oh, thank you for having us, guys. Thank you for having us. We're still waiting for our bass player. You might.
Yeah.
Ryan Weiss, get your fucking ass
Where you
here.
At, Ryan?
Where you at, Ryan? Get your ass here.
He might come. We don't know.
All right. So you haven't been on our show before. I don't know if you've ever listened or watched our show before.
A little
but,
bit.
But we do a little thing where it's like Jenny's concert rundown.
Okay.
I talk about shows that we are coming up as well as ones that we just covered and or had our own concerts, you know, as you've played our concert.
Sure.
Right.
Which I'd like to get you booked on some more concerts.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, at the CIA.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah,
it's
same.
Really badass.
Yeah. I heard it's cool.
Got mummies and shit.
It's got, it's got a clown mummy.
Yeah, it's like the abnormal arts, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's got, I call it the Museum of Oddities.
Sounds awesome, man.
Right.
We can book that right now.
The owner is a motherfucking goddamn movie.
Yeah.
He's been in movies, yeah.
He is, he's a star.
Is it Johnny Depp?
No.
I don't know.
That's the Viper Room.
Oh, right. I got this.
I don't even
up.
Think he owns that anymore, to tell you the truth. Mm. But no, it's Carl Crew of the CIA.
What's happening, bro?
As the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. I call it the Museum of Oddities.
I like that.
That's just my name for it. I don't know what Carl's technical name for it is. I know it's, you know, California Institute of Abnormal Arts.
Yeah.
But it's really badass up in there. If you've never been, which you obviously you haven't.
I have not been, but I've heard, man. I've heard it's really cool.
Fucking amazing.
I have been. It is.
Isn't it
cool.
Fucking cool?
Yeah.
From beginning to end, it's just nothing but this crazy ass fucking litany of nutty shit.
Yeah.
They got three mummies.
Sounds awesome.
One of them is a clown mummy. They have this painting that everybody swears to God the eyes follow them.
That's the creepiest shit there.
Yeah, he was creeped the fuck out by it. I didn't see anything, but he was
crazy,
creeped the fuck out.
The mummies, the
mummies were badass. The clown mummy especially, goddamn.
The painting
sounds scary.
They had a thief mummy.
They had all kind of.
This chick who was accused as black woman, I believe. She was accused of stealing something or something.
Some jewelry or something.
And then come to find out.
It was a fake.
She tried to find out.
It was fake jewelry.
Yeah, they put her in prison for stealing what they said was like a royal diamond or some shit, like it was worth like a lot of fucking money.
Cautionary tale.
And then come to find out if she died, they found or something like that. They found out. They found out that it was a fake jewel the whole time. So she went to prison. She went to prison for all those years and died and stuff. And it wasn't even real.
All for fake diamonds, man. Fake jewelry.
Isn't that fucking bullshit?
That is bullshit, man.
But no, the whole place. Shout out to Carl Crew. I love you, man. He's the one of the stars of this 1987 cult film, cult classic film. Blood Diner.
Oh yeah, that was funny as hell. He played a wrestler.
Fucking love. No, it was just one little thing he did in the movie. He was actually a cook. It was a vegetarian restaurant, but they were killing people and serving.
I need to see it.
The bodies as the meat.
Okay.
It's kind of like Sweeney Todd creepy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, sure.
Like creepy Sweeney Todd.
I can get down with
the musical.
Yes, with Johnny Depp.
Everything comes back to
Johnny
Depp.
They say 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Right? Yeah.
6 degrees of separation, but it's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. If you say any movie and you count back six things, you'll be able to tie yourself somewhere back to fucking Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Everything ties back to Kevin Bacon. We're going to do that with Johnny Depp. We're going to see if it works one of these days. Let's try that game.
Sounds good.
Say fuck it, right? Fuck it. All right, we had some really great shows this last week. Ever since we had the show, here's Ryan Weiss.
Come on in here, man.
Get your ass in here, you.
Get your ass in here.
Magnum PI looking motherfucker.
Oh, with the shirt, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It looks like Tom Selleck and shit. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Where's the Ferrari? Did you just park it in the garage? God, left it at home. Fuck.
He took an Uber.
He took an Uber. It's a Ferrari Uber. Anyway, we had some really great shows since last Wednesday when we had, we had Cesar Cardona on last week.
Yeah.
Great band, love him. Shout out to Alejandra Arellano. I swear to God, by the end of the year, I'm going to count. I swear to God, we'll have booked every fucking band she plays drums for.
Right.
Nice.
And she plays drums for, God, how many bands now? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Eight, nine, ten.
Getting around.
That woman does a lot, works a lot. Yep. We had a show last Wednesday, April 17th at the Five Star Bar.
Great.
That was one of our concerts. Sinestra Cabaret, they closed off the whole show at 11. They were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I love seeing those guys play. Darling Dead was the focal point of the whole show. They're the touring band, the big band. The lead singer had to come out here from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to everybody in Darling Dead. Brandy Kate's Mitternacht. I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but what up, dude? Shout out to Karim and Johnny Angel and everybody in Sinestra Cabaret. We had Mortis. Shout out to Mortis.
Oh,
the Devil's Reject.
Hell yeah.
Had a lovely wife, Lillian, was in attendance. What up? We're going to see her this Saturday.
Okay.
Downtown. I'll get the details in a minute.
But, all right.
And then we had Ryan Frankenstein from Our Frankenstein. I fucking love those guys.
Nice.
Badass show.
Yeah.
Decent turnout. Not bad. Was good for a Wednesday night. I think that was good. That was a Five Star Bar. Petey's Place. This last Saturday, April 20th, we had a 420 show at Petey's Place. Really fucking great turnout.
Yeah.
God, that place was packed.
Right.
We had a lot of people. A lot of people. We had Cesar Cardona.
Yeah.
Slug 45. Elsie Binks was a touring band from Detroit. We had Carry On. And we had Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath tribute band, female fronted. Really great fucking turnout. Great bands. The show was amazing. Then we had Sunday. Shout out to Pete's Place and everybody. That was really good.
Security,
everybody. They were all great. Everybody was awesome. Sunday, April 21st at the Five Star Bar. Shout out to Mark Cordova, owner of the Five Star Bar. What up, Mark? We had Marauder. Two bands played. Yeah, Marauder and Art Disposal. The other two bands couldn't be bothered to show up. No, just kidding. Legions, I'm just kidding. Legions, I love you guys. They couldn't show up. The lead singer, Jordan, he's played, they played like, what, 10, 15 of our concerts? They played so many of our concerts.
Yeah.
He sprained his ankle Saturday night really bad. He works on a farm and shit. So, so he just, they can't perform. But at least he let me know that they, couldn't perform. Minority, whatever. Anyway, this Sunday, no, actually, our next show is not till a week from Sunday. Sunday, May 5th at Petey's Place, Cinco de Metal.
All right.
And at Blackstone Wolves, Final Frequency, Devang, and Chasing Desolation. Mm. We got a lot of shows coming up over this next few months. We've got some new venues. We're working with the Pacifico Cantina. Shout out to them in Monterey Park.
Nice.
Shout out to CIA. We're now doing concerts there starting in May. We got Five Star Bar, Petey's Place, Universal Bar and Grill, and we've got the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We're starting to book shows there, here and there. And so we've got, you know, some venue. We got a lot of venues we're working with now. So we have options out the ass now. So I like it. I like it. Plus, you know, I can get on other people's shows too, like Nathan and whatnot.
Sure, man.
Shout out to Nathan of Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
Come to our show tomorrow night at Characters in Pomona. It's freaking Friday.
No, today's Wednesday, baby. That's the
name of the event.
It's freaking Friday.
It's freaking Friday.
Freaking Friday, man.
Freaking Friday.
Freaking Friday.
No, on a Friday. I said this Friday. Oh, sorry. That's 2 days from now. I forget what day it is half the time. It's Wednesday. That's right. Yes. In 2 days. Excuse me. In 2 days on Friday for frickin' Friday. Come out.
There you go.
To Characters in Pomona.
Yes.
Thank
Shout
you for
out
that.
To Nathan Youngblood.
I'm high. Half high. I don't know.
We played there once, Characters in Pomona.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
It was a good show, actually.
Decent venue.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had a good time. Yeah. I think
Shout out to Characters.
I like Shout it out there. Nathan. It's by that right by the art district out there in Pomona. Mm-hmm. You know,
look like they have a lot of nightlife over there, though.
There is. There's a lot of bars like all within that so many block radius of the characters.
There's things happening over there, man.
Shitloads of stuff. Shitloads. And let's see. We got a Lillian Mortis as a show downtown on Saturday.
Okay.
Friday night is our show Characters in Pomona, because I also work. That's funny. I have my own goddamn company, and then I also work for Nathan for Youngblood Productions.
Yeah.
It's a conflict of interest. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. I do my thing. He does his, and then we do our thing together. And,
nice.
There you go.
It's teamwork.
Yes.
Makes the dream work.
Shout out to my brother, my broski from another hoski, Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions. What up?
Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Shout out to Warrior Dave. He gets me all kinds of bands. If it wasn't for him, I swear. What led me to you.
Really?
I believe. I originally got him you through him.
Nice, man. Hey, cool dude.
Shout out to the Steel Emily for Art Disposal, which is shout out to Kel Stewart.
Want to hear a crazy story real quick?
Yeah, go for
it. So I also work as a substitute teacher, and I actually taught a class where
Is that why you
those
look
girls
like that now? I'm just kidding.
That's a whole other story. But the girls in that band were in my class for like a month.
Really?
The Stereo Love.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
What were they in there for? They were
It was detention.
I mean, it was a music class. It was a music class.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool.
They like ditched it half the time, you know. But I respected it because
so you teach music. You're a substitute teacher
in
general.
Teach,
you teach different subjects.
So I teach whatever's needed, man. He just teaches.
That's awesome, though.
I get to teach
many different things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not boring. You're not just doing science all the time or math all the time.
Right.
Bit of everything.
Mix it up, a lot of variety.
See, that's awesome.
Keeps you on your toes.
See, I would like that better than teacher or a math teacher or whatever. I'd
do one thing for like 10 months out of the year. It's nice to change it up.
That would kind of drive me nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like what you're doing. I like it.
Thank you. I'm gonna keep doing it.
What grades do you teach?
So I do it all, man. I've done K through 12, but mostly middle school and high school. And middle school is the most often because that's what's needed the most. Because they're the craziest.
It's funny because you're like barely older than them.
Especially when I started, man. When I started, like the security at a lot of the schools would stop me, thinking I was one of the students.
You
know,
look like you're
when
fucking,
I was going off campus for
you
lunch.
You look like you're maybe 20 or 22. Like fucking, how old
Imagine
are you?
Imagine
really?
When I have like no mustache.
How old? No, I have seen you with no mustache,
have you?
And you looked even younger.
Right, right.
Because when we first met, you didn't have a mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just started growing that like the last few months, the last couple
going
months
through a mustache thing right now.
I know, but it's cool. But you know,
our mom doesn't.
But you know,
support.
You need to shave
just,
it. It's cool, but shave
just
it.
Don't grow a full. Like your grandfather.
Fu Manchu?
We're not going to say who your grandfather is, but you know who he is, and I know who he is.
Yeah, no,
and
sure.
They know who he is. But just
well,
don't the grow
full,
the full-on...
The full beard, man.
He's got that full-on beard.
Oh, yeah.
I just know that we don't like to talk about him because...
I don't care.
The reason we because you're it. Trying to build your own identity.
Well, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. That's why I never say anything about that.
Right, right, right.
When I describe you guys as a band
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah,
I
yeah.
hawk you to people.
For sure.
I don't ever say anything
right,
about that.
Right, right.
Because I want you to make your own world and your own thing.
Respect, respect.
And that's a different style of music. It's
right.
just, it's a different world. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, totally, totally.
I'm not saying that people that listen to his music don't listen to yours too.
Yeah, yeah.
But
no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Country.
Respect.
I grew up on your grandfather.
Yeah. A lot of people did, man.
My mother listened to him a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
A lot of moms did, man.
A lot.
Plus,
I watched, you know, his movie.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We should just keep talking about him, but never say his name on the
exactly.
show.
Exactly. So people know. People be sitting there, who the fuck is this fucking
people got to try to figure
father?
It out, you know. We're just laying
we're
Easter
playing
eggs
the guessing,
here and there.
We're playing the guessing game. You're going to have to figure it out your fucking self.
But yeah, that movie.
That movie he did.
And all those
he may have done other ones,
him.
But I know that one. I don't know if he did anything
he
else.
May, yeah, he did some other ones, but
did
it was
he?
Mainly, yeah.
That
mainly,
that one I know, mostly.
The one
yeah.
that was a hit, you know?
Because the song that went with it.
Because the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The song.
The thing.
Yeah, the
and
song
and
the thing that he did.
That, yeah,
and
that
the thing.
Thing he did, yeah. Anyway, so let's go. Let's go left to right.
Okay.
And introduce ourselves to the listeners. Get up here.
Ryan, I play the bass.
Yeah.
Bass!
I know you can get up on that mic. I've seen you.
What's up?
Yeah.
All right.
This is Ryan Weiss. He
say
plays
hi to
bass.
To the Facebook audience.
And he plays bass for a few bands that I deal with.
It's true.
So, yeah. So, and I book him on many of our shows with all of his bands.
Yeah, we love it.
Talented fuckers.
Right.
Next. Okay.
I'm Keaton Rogers. I play guitar and I sing and Raised on TV.
Rock on. All
right.
Rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
And I'm Casey Greenwood and I play drums.
Nice. It's Casey.
It's Casey, man.
Yeah.
He plays them drums.
Oh, yeah.
So how long y'all fellas been together? It's just y'all three or is y'all missing someone?
Yeah, no. Just us three,
it's
man.
It's just them three.
Just us three right here.
Just them three.
We've been Raised on TV for about 3.5 years.
Nice.
Yeah, playing out for about three.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
How many EPs or /albums do you have?
So... In total, to our name, we have one EP, one full album,
nice.
And we almost have a second full-length album's worth of stuff.
Fuck
out.
Yeah.
But we have like 3 singles out from that right now.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we decided to kind of make it more of a single thing, just kind of put out the singles, and then, you know, at some point, it'll be an album. There'll be enough singles out where, all right, it has to be an
put
album.
It together, yeah,
yeah right. It's a compilation.
Right.
So almost 2 albums and an EP.
Nice. Very nice.
True story, like man.
I like it, man.
Thank you. We worked really hard on it, man.
You're already a better actor than your grandfather.
I'm just kidding. It's all the mustache.
Being an ass.
It's the mustache
minus all that beard.
The mustache has
magic powers. All that fucking beard, man. Jesus Christ. No.
I heard that.
You don't want all that.
when my grandpa got married... Well, several times he got married, but one.
Yeah, I was just about to say which time.
One of the times we won't say who because we're playing that game. But
yeah, exactly.
His wife made him shave his beard because she'd never seen him without a beard.
No shit.
And then she was like, "All right, you need to grow that beard back. You look really weird."
Damn.
I don't think I've ever seen him without a beard.
If you go,
I remember him from the 70s.
Yeah, you got to go even further back, I think.
Jesus Christ.
You got to go back to like the 50s, man.
I guess, because I mean, I've been around.
A lot of clues.
I mean, I know your grandpa since like the 70s, because my...
You got to go back
I
to like...
my mother listening to him back,
back
then,
to the doo-wop
yeah.
days, man. Back to the days of doo-wop.
Jesus
Christ. 50s.
He did fucking doo-wop.
When he was a fresh face punk.
He did doo-wop? Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Jesus
he used to play a lot of bass.
Christ. Isn't that weird? And then he became a country singer. That's yep, crazy. It's yep. the craziest fucking thing. Go from
right?
being a bass player
that's what
for doo-wop shit, and then now you're a country singer.
That's what happens when you grow the beard, man.
God damn.
you go country.
God damn. Well, we're going to have to make your fucking shit go like platinum and gold and whatever
yeah.
other colors they have.
Hell yeah, man.
Titanium. I don't know what
we'll do that.
What colors they got for
I think after that is diamond, after platinum.
Rhodium? No, it's good.
We'll do that, and then we'll go country.
We'll go country.
You're going to be big like Blake Shelton. Just kidding.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Go for it.
I used to go to that high school, Notre Dame, right down there through the
damn
window.
Is that where you attended high school?
Until they expelled me. Until they kicked me out. Yeah, man.
Keaton, they kicked you out.
Fuck you, Notre Dame. Right.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Notre Dame. We're all going to do it. Let's all do it. Finger, let's all, man. Come on, right there. Fuck you, Notre Dame. My kids never went there. Fuck it.
Yeah, man.
My children weren't good enough to go there. I'm just kidding.
So they didn't play sports? I wasn't either, apparently.
I'm an asshole. No. My children, the last 2 years, I homeschooled them.
No, they were better off, man, if they didn't go there. School sucks.
But homeschooling made them lazy
Catholic
as
school.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, my daughter did 1 year of homeschooling, but she did it through the Academy of Arts and Sciences.
Okay.
It's strictly for that kind of shit.
Right.
And she was she did acting and stuff.
She liked it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but then she.
Yeah, I actually wrote a song.
Shit happened.
Called "Fuck Notre Dame." when I was going there,
and, I love it.
It made fun of all the teachers, and I was in the choir at the time.
And like now you're a teacher.
10th grade. Now I'm a teacher.
And now you're a teacher.
Go figure, man. Go figure.
He said, "Fuck some teachers."
So I wrote this song, and then I was in the choir. Wrong. We were doing our choir thing for like the pep rally or whatever, right? In the gym, whole school is in there. We sing a song as the choir, whatever we sang. That's over with. I have a guitar. I get up on the mic and I start singing my "Fuck Notre Dame" song through the whole school. I didn't get through it all.
That's what got you expelled.
Yeah, this was part of it.
I knew it.
One of his biggest heroes was Bart Simpson growing up. So
I love Bart Simpson.
He's my hero.
He's my hero too. Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Bart Simpson for life.
And he hasn't been alive as long as I have.
Bart Simpson will never die.
Exactly.
So I went to that school, man.
Wish I stayed 10 forever. No, not really. Not really. Not.
Sure.
No. If I could stay an age, it'd be like 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah.
No, I'm just saying if I was gonna be stuck as a teenager, that was where my best years, like that group, you know.
It's prime time, man.
Yeah.
It's prime time.
But if I was gonna do it, I would be now. If I was gonna stay at any age, it would be where I am now. Like, okay, or where I am in the next few years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way our career and our path is going, I would want to stay around this age. I don't want to be, I don't know. The rest of it sucked dick.
real talk.
I had fun as a kid, but I wanted to be an adult because I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
I was doing that at 15.
I was too. Wrong.
I had my license at 15. I had a car at 15. I had a job at 15. Fuck all that.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn teenagers. Some of them don't know what the fuck's going on.
We should have been hanging out back then, man.
I should have kicked my son's. I should have kicked my son's fucking ass and made him have a job at 15. I'm just saying, dude. You know what I mean? Right. Like, if I had been harder on my kids, you know what I mean?
All right. Yeah. Are they listening right now to the show?
I hope so.
Huh, right.
Love you, Chance. Love you, Samantha. My daughter, Samantha, I don't have a problem with her, really. She's doing her thing. She's going to get a job. She's been wanting to get a job. Her father, she lives with her father in Maine and her stepmother. They won't let her get a job until she turns 16. They won't let her get her driver's license or take driver's ed until she's 16.
Them's the rules.
Right. I get it. That's their rules. Whatever. No problem. I don't see the big deal, though, because I had a job at 15.
Yeah, man.
I had a car and a license at 15. So, whatever.
I think different people are different, you know?
Everybody's different. Yeah, but she's very mature like I was at that age. Like, she's been wanting to get a job for, like, the last year.
Yeah.
So, she's going to be 16 end of May.
Good for her, man.
So, fuck yeah. I told her, go for it.
Right on. Awesome.
She also wants to do other things that I don't agree with necessarily. But whatever.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Ugh, Gardy. I'm okay with her smoking weed, but certain things are okay. Whatever.
Sure, man.
It is what it is. I want to play one of your songs.
Nice.
I've got 4 songs queued up here. Which one do you want to play first?
Yeah, we got, Smog City's one of them.
You don't want to blow your wad all at first, do you? He's got more wad.
We only have one good song.
He likes blowing his wad.
Yeah, sure. We can start with Smog City, man.
Do Smog City. This is your newest single.
It's
right?
It's one of our newest singles.
Okay.
And yeah, it's inspired by driving for Lyft in LA, dealing with a bunch of
the crazy, smog and shit.
Crazy people in LA. Cool people too, but you know.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Well, here we go. Smog City by Raised on TV. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Oh, man. That's fun.
Can we sit and just talk this out?
Productions and the 517 Agency present Crazy Fest at Malone's Concert Venue,
604 East Dyer Road, Santa Ana, California.
Starring Crazy Town. Bias featuring ex-Korn drummer Dave Silveria.
Play like a focus. Place some blame for everything, only to beat the bird.
Special guest performances by DMT.
Seconds to Centuries.
Twelve Gauge Embrace.
Oh,
Two Stone, CGB,
Jamie Bang,
Wild Charge, Crippling Fear, Nostradamus, and Rhythmic, Two Stages,
21 and up,
$20 in advance at AcropolisTickets.com and TicketWeb,
$25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Crazy Fest, brought to you
by Youngblood Productions and the 517 Agency.
Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs so you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Here's Caroline by Raised on TV, General Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
My sweet Caroline.
All right, that was Caroline by Raised on TV. Hell yeah. Good music. And then we played, right before that was Smog City. Mm-hmm. One of their new singles. Hell yeah.
Our latest singles,
good
man.
Good stuff. So what do you guys got coming up for concerts and or projects that you're working on?
So for concerts, we have one this Friday. That's like in 2 days at Harvell's in Santa Monica.
Nice.
For it's part of this thing called West Side Revival. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Cool.
It's cool. So yeah, we're doing that. And then we have the Mint in LA on May 12th, which is Mother's Day. So
cool.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate Mother's Day.
Right.
Come out to a LA rock show.
Nice. See a band that loves mothers.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Mother lovers.
Whatever. No,
And then we're also doing something May 9th as part of this thing for a theater group. It's going to be kind of cool. It's called the Loft Theater, and it's actually in Sherman Oaks, so it's not too far from here.
Oh,
and
cool.
We're going to do like more of an acoustic kind of thing for like a theater crowd.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's what we got coming up with shows.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Pretty,
I like it.
Pretty cool, nice. Man. You know.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then what other projects you got coming up? Like you said you had a single or something that you're about to...
Yeah. So we were just in the studio about a month ago, and we recorded a new single that sounded really cool. It's called Soul on Fire.
Ooh, I like it.
Thank you.
It's almost like Sex on Fire, but it's Soul on Fire.
Similar. It's okay, very similar. It's very,
very
similar.
Very similar?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. All right. So your soul's going to be on fire because you've had so much sex? No.
I mean, sure.
I don't know.
It's open to interpretation.
I'm just trying to go... Okay. Oh,
Yeah, it's
Soul on Fire is about STDs. That's just wrong.
Yeah,
that's just wrong. I thought that's groin on fire.
So yeah, it's about STDs.
Ass on fire, ground on fire. I don't know, something like that.
But yeah, so we have that coming up early summer. We're gonna put that out. Feeling really good about that.
Good,
sounding cool, man.
So check out Soul on Fire when it comes out.
Yeah,
by Raised on TV.
Please,
hell yeah.
Please, hell yeah. What else we got going on?
Working on any videos? Working on anything like any new kind of stuff like that?
We just put out a video for our song Smog City.
Oh, nice.
So and it all takes place in the back of a Lyft car. And then we,
awesome.
The members of Raised on TV, we played all the different people like throughout the night in a Lyft car, you know? So we were ourselves and then we were like drunk party girls, you know, and everything in between.
Wait. You all have facial hair. How did
right
you
now.
Play chicks?
At that time, we didn't. We didn't. We shaved. We
no,
shaved
that
would have
been
that.
Hilarious if y'all didn't.
That would have been so funny because you would have looked like, you know,
oh, yeah.
Santa Monica girls.
Sure.
I mean, Santa Monica Boulevard, excuse me.
Right, gotcha.
Not Santa Monica itself.
Right.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
So that was our most recent video.
Chicks with
and,
dicks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Name of a punk rock band.
I love a good surprise.
Yes. That'd be cool if there was Chicks with Dicks.
Chicks with Dicks.
I think that'd be awesome.
Oh hell yeah.
I'm gonna form one of those. It's gonna be I'm gonna get all these drag queens.
Dude, I'm there.
It's gonna be badass.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be in it, dude. We'll all be in that, man.
We'll all be in that.
We'll play. Whatever you need, just let us know. It doesn't have to be musical, man. We'll do it.
And it's female, like a female. The female's fronted. She's the chick. And then the rest of guys.
Yeah. Like,
chicks with dicks.
Chicks with dicks, man.
Whatever.
That's a concept. Hey, I mean,
it started here.
No, I mean, they don't, you know, they just drag queens. Good enough.
Okay.
Those are dudes who dress up like women who act dicks. So just
well, we're in.
Good
so
enough.
When are we recruiting?
Drag queens.
When are we starting?
Very soon. It's got to be
right,
punk
cool.
rock, though. We got to go
cool.
hardcore here.
You had me at hello.
Okay, cool.
I'm in.
Awesome. I like it. That's funny. Jesus Christ. I think I managed 7 bands now. God damn.
Yeah?
7 fucking bands.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's a lot of juggling.
Oh, sure, man.
God damn.
That's what it's all about, though.
Have to get them all work.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, it is what it is.
True that.
So, what else do we have coming up? Anything else we got going on?
Yeah, man. What else we got going on, guys?
We're going to be making some more videos.
More videos.
Some more music videos.
I like it.
We were thinking about doing some skits and stuff, just to, you know, put some funny stuff out there.
Yeah, be crazy with it.
Yeah, I mean, we're raised on TV. Might as well have like a
life coach.
Go crazy with it. Yeah. Ooh, do like TV. Oh no, yeah, it might get. I don't know. Make What's fun. Of, you know how like they do in Saturday Night Live? They make fun of shit.
Oh yeah.
Like make a parody of
satire.
Different TV shows.
Yeah. That's
they all have about. they all have a running concept or theme
for
around
sure.
Yeah. Whatever the song is about.
For sure, man.
You know what I mean?
Writing out like scripts,
something crazy like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun, man. Make some sketches, sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cover of our first EP was us as like the Brady Bunch, you know, yeah, the blues, man. The squares. So that was,
yeah.
So that's like we started like you know very much making fun of TV and.
You can come out. What's that show? Oh, I was just thinking about that. Damn it. I'll think of it in a minute. It was crazy. Like, concept. Like, you guys come out as different characters. Like, you come out as, Three's Company.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You're,
yeah.
Like, you're Jack Tripper,
yeah.
And then they come out as the two chicks. One is Suzanne Summers,
hey,
and one's the chick with the black hair.
We already have some experience in drag and...
No,
you know.
But, you know, crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, Three's Company, do, like...
We're into that.
You know, just dumb shit. Dukes of Hazzard.
Totally, man.
You know, one of you's got to dress up like Daisy Duke, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to break it to you.
Not
that's
it.
Be, that's Casey.
Not
man.
It. He goes, not it.
I guess I'll do it.
You know, just be crazy like that. Like, just do crazy shit. Come
Why
out
not?
Like, you know.
Why not?
Magnum P.I., you know. Hawaii 5-0, weird shit. You
now
know?
Is the time to get weird.
Exactly. People want funny. People want concept. People want something different.
Hell
all right, let's play.
Really
let's play.
Go,
we got two more songs.
With your name.
We got two
it
more
really
songs.
Go with your name.
Right. Yeah, utilize the name, man.
All right. We're gonna play two more songs here before we end. God damn, the show goes by quick. Was it "Steal My Heart"?
Oh, "Steal My Heart Away." Yeah,
"Steal My Heart Away."
That's our most recent single.
And then was it "Big Sur"?
And "Big Sur" that was our first single ever. So that's like going back to the beginning.
All right, let's play "Big Sur" first, and then we'll play "Steal My Heart Away." All right, here we go. Get ready. Raised on TV. JJ Will Talk on the Block.
We'll be right back.
That was Big Sur was the first song, and then Steal My Heart Away, and that was Raised on TV. We played four really great songs today. Go check them all out, especially their new ones. You said Steal My Heart Away and Smog City are newer, and yeah, Caroline is newer.
That's right, yeah.
Those are your three new singles. Okay, go check those out. Plus, their what's the names of your albums and EPs?
So you got the pilot EP, and you got season one, and then you have season two. But only singles are out from season two so far, which okay. is the three you just named.
Okay, so those season so two. Album is season one and season two. Yeah, oh, yeah, I like yeah. that. Raise
keep
on
it easy.
TV.
Yeah,
raise get
on
it.
TV.
There you go. Raise on TV. I love it. Season one.
Keep it easy.
That's badass.
Right.
I like it.
Thank you.
That's another thing.
Can you please tell everyone where to find you on social media and your website?
Oh yeah, man. We're on Instagram. Our handle is Raised on TV Band. Right. We're on Facebook. RaisedOnTV.com. Definitely stream us on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes.
You're on Twitter also, right?
Yeah, we're on Twitter.
Everything's raised. Look up Raised on
Raised
TV.
Raised on TV, man. Yeah, we're pretty much.
Website is RaisedOnTV.com.
That's right.
Yeah, RaisedOnTV.com.
That's right.
Find everything right
through
that.
Pretty much everywhere, man.
I just like people to know where to find the bands because I want them to know where to find you.
That's an important thing.
You know, that's very
Thank
important.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So make sure you're checking this band out. They're big up-and-comers. They should have been bigger than they are by now, in my opinion.
Thanks.
Just because, you know, you've been around 3.5 years as a performing band.
Yeah.
I wanted, that's why I'm trying to take you to that next level.
Thanks, man.
Because I think you should. I'm very particular.
Yeah.
About the fucking bands I deal with.
Okay.
And especially the ones I put on my radio show. And so.
Well, it's an honor to be
I
here.
Would like to help you. Go, you know, to the next level if possible. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to also try to talk to my TV show, my TV station, and see if I can get them to green light a interview with you.
Maybe like a performance or something?
Or at least do an interview with you or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, we're there.
Something. I'm going to try to put that together.
Is clothing optional? It doesn't matter. Sure. We'll talk about that later.
We're at least a leaf. I don't know, something. Go check out also this song, new song, Marijuana. It's by Ja Cure and Damien Jr. Gong Marley. That's one of Bob Marley's many children, right?
I don't know how many he has.
I don't know. Well, whatever. I just know I know he has a few. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Multiple.
So, yeah. So, go check that out. We were just featured our concert on this last Saturday on 420, which was called 420 Every Day, was featured as part of their promotional tour for the Los Angeles part of their promotional tour. They had New York, Miami, Boston, Los Angeles, Houston, Colorado, and Phoenix on their promotional tour. And we are very honored to be part of that. Thank you to VP Records for hitting us up to be on the promotional tour for this single and for these artists. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And so, you know, we got the flyer and we got some, you know, I'll be handing some of these out at our concerts, you know, as promotional gifts.
Nice.
So we like it. And so until next week, let's see. Like I said, our next concert is May 5th. Come on out to Petey's Place. We've got Cinco de Metal. All
right.
And we've got four really great metal bands. Final Frequency, Blackstone Wolves. I've got Devang.
Yeah.
And Chasing Desolation.
Blood of the Motherland.
Yeah, hell yeah. So come see some great metal bands on Cinco de Mayo. Come drink with us and have a good time. Next Thursday, we've got Chasing Desolation on our show. And then Wednesday, May 8th, we'll have Nuin. May 15th, we're going to have Cunt Punch.
That's a beautiful name.
I just loved
Let's
it.
Take a moment and laugh.
I just love saying the name of that band. Every time I say it, I laugh my ass off. May 22nd, we have Yellow Cake. Sounds like uranium. May 29th, we got With Liberty. And then June, we've got some other really great bands or authors. So we're going to start doing our author thing again starting in June.
Okay.
We've had a lot of bands on our show recently. I love bands, but I do other things as well, not just bands. But I want to thank you so much, guys, for being on our show today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you to Raised on TV for being with us today in the studio. It has been a pleasure.
Yeah. The feeling is mutual.
Great music, and we appreciate you and everything that you do.
Yes.
And we're looking very forward to booking you on more of our concerts coming up in June, you know, May, June, and July.
All right, we're there.
So we will get you on some stuff.
Thanks for having us, guys.
But thank you so much for coming here today. We had a great time. It's been fun.
Wait, so this means that Keen can put back on his pants?
What now?
So this means that Keen can put back on his pants?
No, I'm keeping my pants off.
That's up to him. I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna clothing option. I'm gonna leave that up to him completely. But this Sunday, please come and see a great show. One thing I didn't mention, forgot to mention, at the Whiskey A Go Go.
Oh.
Come see our buddies from Kill Set.
Right.
And my brother, Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions, is in a band called Fate Destroyed. He is their bassist. Please come see Fate Destroyed and our buddies from Kill Set at the Whiskey A Go Go this Sunday night. What is this Sunday's fucking date? God damn it. I don't even fucking know.
I think it's
28th. Yeah, 28th.
Good to
yes.
go. Right.
Yes, thank you for knowing that.
I was a random guess.
April 28th. This Sunday, April 28th, come see a great show with us at the Whiskey A Go Go. We will be there.
Sunset.
Hope you will
Sunset,
be too.
West Hollywood.
Yes, if you don't know where the whiskey is, you got issues.
Where you been?
Where the fuck you been
where
living?
Where you been the last 50 years?
You don't live in L.A. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Till next week. And also come check out Crazy Fest with us, please. And this Friday night at Characters in Pomona. We'll see you there.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Gotta go.
Woo.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.